Grace, what is it? Well, just before we get ready to look more closely at what it is, I want to ask this question. Do you really believe that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, in Hebrews, we're told that he is. We're told the Lord, the same yesterday and today and forever. Do you really believe that? Now, here's part of the reason that I'm asking you that. When it comes to God being a God of grace and God being a God of justice, do you suppose that those are characteristics of his that have always been part of his nature? Or do you think that one or both of those only became part of God's nature at a certain point in the history of mankind, in the history of the world? Yeah, I shouldn't say just mankind, history of the world. I know that it's tempting to conclude, for various reasons, that grace kicked in only during the New Testament times, which of course would mean, if that's true, that for thousands of years before Jesus walked on this earth in the New Testament days, there was no grace. So would you say that there's a possibility that grace was part of God's nature, but he just didn't express it in the world until the New Testament days? Because it would seem to me it has to be one or the other. If grace was not a part of life's equation until the New Testament days, then that means either grace was not part of God's nature before the New Testament days, or it was part of his nature, but for whatever reasons, he just would not extend his grace before the New Testament days. Well, check this out. Again, we're just getting to know God better. Who is he? I want to share with you something that, let's look at what it is. Undeserved acceptance and love received from another. Now, let me share that with you again. Grace is being defined as undeserved acceptance and love received from another, especially the characteristic attitude of God in providing salvation for sinners. Would you say that God ever provided salvation for anyone before the New Testament days? Did he ever even talk about salvation before the New Testament days? Now put your thinking caps on. Let's think through this together. Undeserved acceptance and love received from another, especially the characteristic attitude of God in providing salvation for sinners. How many of you thought about Noah when I asked the question, you suppose God provided salvation for anyone before the New Testament days? Noah has got to be an excellent example. And remember, his family was saved with him. I think Noah's a good person to have thought about. That was a dramatic rescue. And that's what salvation is about, rescuing us from sin and from its consequences. Check this out, Genesis chapter 6, where it describes the utter chaos that was on the earth. Oh, you talk about madness. I mean, it was crazy. So bad that the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, according to the sixth verse. And he was planning to wipe mankind from the face of the earth. Men and animals, creatures that move along the ground, he was wiping everything off the face of the earth. Verse 8 says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, that word favor literally has to do with graciousness. Literally, graciousness. That's how it's often interpreted, as graciousness. And we know that graciousness is a form of the word grace. And so some translations translate it. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And that's entirely accurate. Noah found grace in the sight of God. So here we have, in the early stages of the Old Testament days, a demonstration of God's grace. Noah having found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord literally saved him. And remember now, grace is undeserved acceptance and love received from another. None of us deserves to be saved from sin, from catastrophe. But Noah was walking uprightly before God, and God saved him and his family. And not to mention a whole bunch of animals and birds. And I mean, he showed some love, God did. And a lot of this had centered around Noah's upright walk with God. And as a result, the grace that he found in God's favor. And literally, there are translations that read it that way. I know some translations read it, and Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And that's accurate. But the word favor in that verse has to do specifically with graciousness. And that's why some translations accurately translate it, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now remember, I was asking that you not allow yourselves to get upset because we may be pointing out some facts that may not line up with your previous positions. Don't expend your energy getting upset because you're hearing something that may not line up. Once we see truth, we should be ready to receive it. I mean, embrace it. Sure enough, embrace it. It kind of makes me happy knowing that God not only had grace, but extended grace early in man's history, and not just during the New Testament days and now. The Lord, the same yesterday and today and forever,